Tonight we tell the extraordinary story of Tanya Head, one of the world's most audacious fakers.
We just had a plane crash into Alpha 4 of the World Trade Center.
In the years following the 9/11 attacks, many stories emerged of triumph, tragedy, and heroism. But one story stood out. Tanya Head was one of only 19 people at or above the point of impact to survive.
The World Trade Center Tower number 1 is on fire.
As Tanya Head became president of the World Trade Center Survivors Network, Tanya's vivid account of miraculous escape and tragic loss convinced everyone. Politicians, press, and the families of those who had died in the attacks. But Tanya wasn't who she said she was. And on the day of the attack, she wasn't even in New York. She was thousands of miles away in Spain.
We saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people were jumping out the windows.
When she joined the 9/11 Survivors Network, Tanya Head impressed her fellow survivors with how well she seemed to be coping. Within months of joining, she had helped the network to get official status, secured state funding, and asked a trauma expert to lead therapy sessions. She even supported the organization with her own money, and in 2004, arranged the first survivor's visit to Ground Zero. Every year in the UK, we throw away enough rubbish to fill 3.5 million double-decker buses. For the army of professionals who clean up after us, it's a never-ending battle, often disturbing, dangerous, and gruesome. Who clears up after the undiscovered deaths, the squats and the graffiti? And who rids us of the vermin that thrive on our throwaway society? Welcome to the world of extreme filth fighters. In the programme this time, we bring you some of the most shocking stories. Be warned, what follows is not for the faint-hearted. Andy follows a foul smell and makes a gruesome discovery. Another departed tenant leaves a vast legacy of filth, and a pet that's sadly become a very stiff ex-pet. But first, we go to Leicester, where there's much demand for the 22,000 council homes there. When one becomes vacant, it's AJ's job to make it fit for a new tenant. Today he's been called to inspect a flat that's been left in a mess by the outgoing inhabitant.